Hi friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and I want to give you an update with everything that's happened to me and also connect it to something with our faith. Now, back in June, I had a lot of things happen, and you guys were probably thinking, is this guy exaggerating and doing all these things? And it's just a lot of things that God is doing in my life. So yesterday I was doing a typical mountain biking trip that I was doing here in Houston, and halfway through, I was kind of halfway through the trail and I stopped and I just prayed. I found a bench and I was praying about a lot of different things that were going on. I don't usually do that, but sometimes I do. And I think the Holy Spirit was inspiring a lot of things in me. Well, about 2 minutes later, I was doing this this ramp and I fell off it the wrong way and I flew over the handlebars and landed on the top of my head, crushing 2 vertebrae in my spine. And I began feeling almost immediately in my body this intense burning sensation that was probably the most painful pain I've ever had in my life. One of the things that I've been praying for is for God to show me what the souls in purgatory feel. I've been praying this prayer kind of on and off with a little bit of fear because it's kind of a scary prayer. And I firmly believe that this prayer was answered. That's exactly what I was feeling. And I want to convey to you what it's like, because we don't know and we need to know. One thing is that it's excruciatingly painful. I mean, a pain that you can't even imagine. It felt like a burning on my skin, like and it's paralyzing, like you can't move because it's just so intense. It's all throughout your body and it's like in your skin. I mean, it's awful. It's really, really awful. So one thing is that the pain that the souls in purgatory feel is real, and I'm sure what I felt was just a small portion. Another thing is that they feel really abandoned. This morning there was about 3 hours where I was here in my hospital room and the nurse didn't come, no one was here. I was literally in the room all by myself and the pain was getting more and more intense, and it's like God was allowing me to feel how much pain they feel and how no one rushes and comes to their help. You know, we're all comforting ourselves and pampering ourselves while they're literally in flames of absolute pain, and we're so slow to respond to them. And I was feeling that, and it was just breaking my heart. So this accident has been just a tremendous moment of grace. I firmly believe that suffering that's given by God is something very good. I've seen so many graces already of my heart being changed and my wife being affected for the good. Despite our fears and anxieties of family members being touched, we completely see the hand of God doing all of this. And I want to really convey to you just the intense suffering of the souls in purgatory. See it in me and how they're ignored, how people are so slow to pray for them. And please don't be, because they're in so much pain. And when you're there, you're going to wish for others to pray for you quickly. Please pray for me. Please support this channel. By your prayers, by your love, I firmly believe that I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for the prayers of people like you. So I really love you guys, and we all need to love the souls in purgatory together. And it really has been an honor to know what they feel, at least just a little bit. So I'll be making more videos, just kind of going more in depth. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.